Good morning and welcome to West Valley Presbyterian Church.
Today is Pentecost Sunday. It's a great Sunday. Today is the birthday of the church when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples and blessed them. Great things happened and the church began to spread throughout the world. And I read to you today from Acts 2, excerpts from the book of Acts on this day of Pentecost. Listen to the word of God. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Now there were Jews living in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the crowd came together, and they were bewildered, because each one of them was hearing them speak in his own language. They were amazed and astonished, saying, "Why are not all of those who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we each hear them in our own language to which we were born? We hear them in our own tongue speaking of the mighty deeds of God." And they all continued in amazement and great perplexity, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others were mocking and saying, "They are full of sweet wine, they are drunk." But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, "Men of Judea, and all you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken of through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth my Spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even my bond slaves, both men and women, and I will in those days pour forth my Spirit. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. And now hear this from the Nicene Creed, excerpts from the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. For our sake he was crucified, he suffered, died, and was buried. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. How great is our God!
And now if the children would like to come forward for the children's message.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Good. All right. Well, this is Pentecost Sunday. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit for a few minutes. But to help me with this, I want Steve to come forward, and I want Art and Mike and Bob and Steve. If you'd come forward and stand up here. And face the congregation. So I want you guys to look at these gentlemen. Right there is fine. Right there is fine. Okay, look at these five guys. All right? So what do you guys notice about them? What do they have in common?
They're wearing shorts.
They're wearing shorts. That's right. And how can you tell that they're wearing shorts? What do you see?
Because they're not pants.
They're not pants. That's right. Jerry, thank goodness I didn't invite you back up to show that kilt. Okay, so it's the knobby, the presence of the knobby knees and the white glaring legs that gives you evidence that they have shorts on. Is that it? And they're not pants. Okay. That's great, because that's pretty noticeable and visible. What is less visible and noticeable about these five guys is that they have the Holy Spirit within them. Right? You don't know them like I do, but I know each of these guys, and they have the Holy Spirit within them. They have God's Spirit within them. And that's a good thing, to have God's Spirit within them. As on Pentecost Sunday, the Holy Spirit came down and went into the disciples. Now, you too can have God's Spirit in you, just like they have within them. Okay? And other members of our congregation have within them. But you have to ask for it. It doesn't come just by accident. Okay? You have to ask for it. You have to pray for it. Now, why would you want to have the Holy Spirit in you just like these guys do? Do you have any idea? What good does it do to have the Holy Spirit within you? What does that mean?
It means you could have more happiness in your life.
Very good. That's right. In fact, Paul, in a letter to people in Galatia, said there are 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And you can tell people who have the Holy Spirit within them that if they have these virtues, okay, or they have these things present in their life. So let's listen to them real quick. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, their wives may say they don't have all of those 9 things. Okay. It's a goal. It's a developmental goal. But God's Spirit, if God's Spirit comes down and lives within us, because we want that Spirit to be within us, this is what we get. We get that happiness you talked about. And these are signs of that happiness. So that's what I see in these guys. It's not the knobby knees and the shorts. It's the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit within each of them, as it is in many people in our congregation. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for sharing it with us and for filling that hole within us that is God-shaped that we need. Help us to, on a continuous basis, ask you to be within us and to be part of our lives so that we may have the benefits and the virtues and the joy and the happiness which you have promised us that will come with your Spirit. Help these young people to make that choice within their lives and to live happy, joyous lives. These things we pray. Amen.
Following Easter Sunday, there are 2 important church calendar days. The first is the day the Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, 40 days following his resurrection. The second important day is Pentecost, 10 days after Jesus Christ's ascension, or 50 days after Easter. It is thrilling at Christmas to recall the events of our Savior's birth or at his resurrection and his triumph over life. Yet, if he had never ascended to make intercession for us or had never sent the Holy Spirit to dwell within us and to guide us, our relationship with God would be incomplete. One of the finest hymns for Pentecost Sunday is the hymn, "Spirit of God, Descend Upon My Heart." It was written by the Reverend George Crowley, a minister in the Anglican Church. Crowley was born in Dublin, Ireland, and was graduated from Trinity College. He came to London, England, around 1810, where he served a small parish church. In 1835, he was asked by the church's leadership to reopen a church in the worst slum area of London, St. Stephen's Church, which had been closed for more than a century. His forceful, magnetic preaching soon attracted large crowds. In 1854, at the age of 74, he desired a new hymnal for his congregation and eventually prepared and published his own psalms and hymns for public worship. This text is from that collection and was originally entitled "Holiness Desired." It is Crowley's only surviving hymn from that collection. And from the word we hear, if we live in the Spirit through the new birth, let us also walk in the Spirit. The Spirit of God not only comes upon, but indwells every Christian at conversion. His presence is God's seal upon us that we belong to Him.
Please join with me as we continue to celebrate Pentecost. Please join me in prayer. Lord, the same Spirit that you sent many years ago to your apostles in a room in Jerusalem still lives in us. We are assured, Lord, ever since then, that you are with us. We are assured that Jesus is ours. You, creator and everything we see, provider of all that we have, we know that you are with us. We submit ourselves to you in all humbleness and with all thanksgiving for the love that you've shown us by what we have and who you are to us. We know that you walk with us through this life with all trials and tribulations. We ask for your blessings on those who are under financial stress or seeking employment. Bless them with your presence so that they may know that they are not abandoned. We pray for the safe return of those at family camp. Bless the time that they've had and keep them safe and be with them on their remaining time and the return trip. Lord, we ask your presence and comfort for those this morning who are hurting, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Be with them, comfort them, and guide them. Lord, we especially ask your blessings on Bob Schultz as he deals with his cancer. Be with him and give him peace, only the peace that you can. And be with Carol, his wife, as she cares for him. Give her strength and the peace of your presence so that she knows that she is not alone. And be with all the caregivers, Lord, that it's a hard and thankless job, but you see the kindness that they show, the long hours, and the mental anguish that they sometimes endure. Give them strength and comfort them. And comfort those who have lost loved ones these past weeks, this past year. They grieve. They feel the loss. They feel the hurt of friends and family not there. Again, comfort them. Help them to heal. Dear Lord, it's not our will, but we ask that your will be done. For you are the creator. You, since our creation, you've reached out to us for every moment of our lives, and you wait for us to respond. We come to you with a humble heart, that you'll hear us, knowing that you'll hear us, and that you will walk close to us if only we ask. Dear God, walk closer to us now. Lord, we ask your blessings on these things and things unsaid as we pray the prayer that you taught your disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen.
Father Jesus, you have just blessed us through these many years, and your promise of the Spirit to come upon us has been told throughout the Scriptures. We saw it and we read about it in Acts as your Spirit came and just descended upon the disciples to give them power and just praise that they were able to just go throughout the area and witness of your gospel message. You have given us that power. You have given us those gifts, Father, that we may that it may benefit ourselves, benefit each other, and that we may be able to grow and be strengthened by your Spirit. Now, Father, the Spirit just be upon us. And most of all, Father, that gift of love that you have given to us, that we may go out and just spread your gospel message
of love to the people that we interact with, starting in our own neighborhoods, in our state, and across the country, and across the world, Father. Just allow that spirit to descend upon us now. Fill us with love and a love for your sons and daughters throughout this world. All this we ask, and we just thank you, Father. In your name we pray, in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Love Divine, All Loves Excelling was written by Charles Wesley. It is among Wesley's finest songs. It is found almost universally in general collections of the past century, including not only Methodist and Anglican hymn books, but also hymnals associated with Reform, Pentecostal, Presbyterian, Baptist, Brethren, Lutheran, Congregational, and Roman Catholic traditions, among others. It first appeared in Wesley's hymns For Those That Seek and Those That Have Redemption. The Methodist Church was founded by John Wesley, an Anglican minister and the brother of Charles. Following a difficult and discouraged mission trip to America, he questioned his faith. In 1738, at the age of 34, John Wesley attended an evening worship service in London, which moved him deeply. In his journal, Wesley described in his Aldersgate experience, "In the evening, I went very unwillingly to a society in Aldersgate Street, where one was reading Luther's preference to the Epistle to the Romans. About a quarter before nine, while the leader was describing the change which God works in the heart through faith in Jesus Christ, I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death. Today I pray that you have felt and feel your heart strangely warm through the work of God's Holy Spirit. We have the blessed assurance that he will never leave us or forsake us. All we have to do is to call upon him. And now hear this benediction from the Scripture. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, comforter, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. But the Helper, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. And you will testify also, because you have been with me from the beginning. And now go with the assurance of salvation through Christ Jesus, and the assurance that God's Holy Spirit is within you, even to the end of the earth. Amen. Happy Pentecostal Sunday.